high on the priority list for environmental considerations when it comes to making a new purchase? Well, new sustainability research published today by the Banking and Payments Federation Ireland shows that while consumers often want to make a sustainable purchase, there are factors at play that often, for a variety of reasons, outweigh the initial good intentions. Before we hear more from the Federation, our reporter Ethna Dodd asked people in Dublin how environmental considerations impact on their spending.
Yeah, a lot of the time I would think about it, but then I suppose when money gets a bit tighter, you wouldn't be thinking about those kind of things, you know.
Do you think about the environment much when you're making big purchases?
I'd say, yeah, we do actually. We do consider it, definitely. To make an informed decision about, like, if you're going to buy a new car, it would be like, emissions, but it would also be kind of the cost of running it. So it's that trade-off factor.
I'm actually going through a change of pensions at the minute. I'm trying to find out more about, you know, how the funds that I might be investing in perform and what exactly the investments are.
We're talking about getting a new car at the minute, and we are kind of thinking maybe going electric because I work from home, so I only drive small amounts, so like electric is good.
Don't have a car for that specific reason. Try to take a lot of public transport. Obviously cost is a factor, but a lot of the times, you know, the sustainable choice is also the cost effective one. With rent, you're a bit more constrained to Dublin just being insanely overpriced in terms of the rental market, so definitely paying over for rent, but I wouldn't say that's related to the BER or anything else like that.
If you're renting or buying a house, would you think about the energy rating of the house?
To be fair, I didn't because of the accommodation situation. So I rent an apartment, but if I had the option, yeah, for sure.
When you were looking around, did you think of the energy rating of the place you were renting?
Yeah, I would like to, but here it's kind of hard. Here you cannot have much options. It's the owner who chooses you. So if I could have the options, of course I would, but there's no way here.
And that was Ethna Dodd reporting there. I'm joined by Louise O'Mahony, who's Head of Sustainable Banking with the Banking and Payments Federation. Good morning, Louise.
Good morning.
It seems there's a bit of the make me pure, make me good, but not just yet philosophy going on here. What did you find with your research overall?
Yeah, well, I'm really heartened listening to that survey there, to your Vox Box there, and I think it does reflect our survey. So Banking Payments Federation is hosting a conference on sustainable finance today, which will be opened by Minister Ryan. So in advance of that, we decided to take a look at the role that sustainability is playing for consumers when they're making big decisions on savings and investment, car purchases, and the energy efficiency of their home. And as people said there, you know, of course cost is really important, and of course it's going to be a really big factor in it. So for example, when it came to cars, we found that like 30% of adults were saying they plan to buy a car in the next year, and 45% of those are planning to buy an electric or hybrid car. But then 32% of respondents said fuel emissions would influence their decision to buy. We expect as the market changes, as more sustainability options come in, that will increase. And it is not surprising at all that the most important factor there was price.
Do different age groups take different approaches to purchases?
Yes, and this again is showing as lenders move to green their lending portfolios and their investment portfolios, it shows that we're definitely on the right track, because we saw that I think it was 70% of younger people, those under 26, were saying that they would choose an investment product or a banking product that was not likely to do harm on the environment. So that's really, really high. I think it was 60% for people who are millennials as well. So that's the way it's going. And you can see in the Vox Box, people are very aware of it, but it's not always easy to make the choice to go green. So lenders have developed different initiatives, such as green hubs that provide practical information on sustainability. They provide links to like websites such as the SAAI, which have some very good grants for people who can do different things on it. But the fact remains that affordability is an issue here. Even with discounted financing from lenders and even with the grants, there still is more that needs to be done to make sure this can become more mainstream.
And are lenders now across the board providing discounted financing for people who are making green purchases, whether that's an e-car or whether that's a BER rated home that's a lower BER rating?
Yes, there are different products and different banks, obviously, but yes, there will be discounted finance and different kind of supports for customers, like for SMEs, for households, depending on what they're doing. So if you're an SME, you may not even be thinking about retrofitting, but you go in to get finance and then the bank can signpost like something like a sustainability linked loan, where as you demonstrate that you're reducing your the energy efficiency or the energy performance of your building, so you're getting solar panels or whatever it might be, that then they may be able to offer you a discount.
And what's the and as you say, Louise, sorry there for cutting across you, what's the more that they can do? And I'm sure this is something you'll be raising at this conference this morning that you're having.
Yeah, I think there needs to be more information put out there, you know, and it needs to be affordable and scalable. So I think the more that can be done for lenders and people like the Banking Federation to work with government to make sure that we have as much as possible in place to make it easy for customers, that it can be signposted, that it's not difficult, that the information that's needed to say for a company to demonstrate that they're sustainable, that it's easy to get that information. So I think the government is planning more awareness campaigning around this, and I think that will really help as well.
Not just more awareness, do they need more grants? More inducements?
They do need more grants, yes. Yeah, I was just thinking that. Yes, absolutely. They need more grants and like to look at options that we had before. So I think before you could get a credit back, a tax credit back, if you did retrofitting in your home or you got an extension and you reduced the energy efficiency, you know, there was different initiatives that could be taken then. So something like that would be really, really helpful to have again.
All right, Louise, thanks for telling us about the research this morning. Louise O'Mahony, Head of Sustainable Banking with the Banking and Payments Federation.